The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Friday. Good Friday. No, it's not Good Friday. It is Friday. For those of you out there that TGIFing, that's a good thing. Boy, there's a whole lot of weird stuff going on in the world today, isn't there? We'll be talking about that on the show. For those of you, by the way, that are looking for a way to listen to us, we have a phone number you can call, but make sure that you have free long distance because they will charge you for the call. And it's 631-359-8232. For those of you who, you know, you have a friend or somebody wants to listen to the show and they don't have a way to do it, they don't have a radio, don't have a shortwave doesn't work, you know, a lot of different things don't work. So we do have that call number that actually will put you on the air so you can listen live. And of course, if you want to call into the show to comment, the number is 844-769-2944. There's a lot going on today. They're drawing a line in the sand down at the southern border. All of this, of course, news brought to you by the Power Mall. 10% off of Strauss Naturals, head-to-toe clay and Optivita this week, and we've got the Greska Carbon 60 45-day supply available now. In addition to the Rife machine, Rife machines are available via dropship at thepowermall.com, and your purchases help to keep us on the air. Lord knows we need help right now. We're 100% reader-supported, and we don't use website adverts. You know, we do the buy me a coffee. Yeah, there's all sorts of ways to make a donation. You can do that as well. And, of course, all the books that we talk about. Rainer Zeitelman, we've had him on the show before. He's a German historian, and he's going to be talking about this book he's got out, Unbreakable Spirits, Rising Above All Odds. So he has written in defense of capitalism and Hitler's National Socialism. It's going to be interesting. Now, of course, this thing at the southern border, there's a three-city event going on in San Ysidro, California, Yuma, Arizona, and Eagle Pass, Texas. And we have a show out there. Sherry reminded us from Kansas yesterday about Take Your Border Back. Kim Yeter is the radio show host of Take Your Power Back. And they are going to do this southern border convoy and three-state rally February 3rd. So she's going to be on the show later in the hour, next hour, here on the Power Hour. Go to the phones right out of the gate. Dan in New Jersey, good morning, sir. You're first up. What's up?
Well, I'd like to join this discussion about what's happening in the southern border to ask, is it possible that our shadow president has ordered our puppet president to order the executive branch of the United States to enforce some of the provisions of the treaty that would have created the North American Union of the United States, Canada, and Mexico? And I know that the United States Congress did not ratify the treaty, but did Mexico and Canada ratify the treaty, and are they operating relative to the provision that people living in any one of the three countries can live and work anywhere they want?
Not that I'm aware of, Dan.
Well, I think that's really an underlying factor, and, you know, put it on a post-it note and stick it on the wall as we continue to see what happens.
Sounds like a winner. We appreciate that. Thanks for your input. Take care. Have a great weekend. In world news, the Ukraine has indirectly admitted it shot down that large Russian transport plane, possibly with its own POWs on board. All 74 people aboard were killed, including the 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war who were supposed to be transported back to Kyiv. Wow. Of course, now a lot of this is coming from Russian news sources. But they were saying that hours after the crash, the general staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine made no mention of the crash in the statement. Oops, this according to Associated Press. But again, we weren't there. We were also looking at the fact that the Russian Defense Ministry accused Ukrainian forces of shooting the plane down. So it could, I guess you would call that a false flag. Hard to say, isn't it, when you're not there and you don't see, you know, what happened there at Belgorod? That's what happened. You know, Russian radar systems detected two Ukrainian missiles in the area before the Russian transport plane full of prisoners crashed. These are prisoners from Ukraine that were being flown back to Kyiv. Oh, well, like I said, we weren't there. We didn't see it go down. So now what you have is political tit for tat going on. The other side trying to make the other side, yeah, whichever, pick a side. I don't care. They're both trying to make each other look ridiculous. But you got 74 people dead as a result of both sides trying to make each other look ridiculous. So here we have another issue. Destroying America. United Nations budgets millions for U.S.-bound migrants in 2024. Did you know? This is a 130-page UN spearheaded RMRP 2024 update, which went public last month, readily accessible online. We're providing it to you to read in our email blast for those of you getting it. And there's a complete list of involved groups. We got a handy interactive tool that you can go navigate around the website and see it all. 57 international organizations are going to manage handouts of $273 million, while 132 national non-governmental organizations and civil service organizations would handle $70 million in aid. 15 UN agencies would get the lion's share at $1.2 billion. And I can guarantee you that the American taxpayer is going to be funding a bunch of it. So now, you know, of course, the fact checks are going to start. They're going to go out there claiming to debunk these reports. Got to leave the American public in the dark. So, you know, you get Snopes, you got everybody else out there. How do you know that Snopes isn't a liar, too? You don't. That's the thing. See, we're trying to get to the truth of the matter here. What we do know is that there are people crossing our southern border, and we're not going to let go of this. Meanwhile, negotiations between the UK and Canada on a post-Brexit trade deal have broken down after nearly 2 years following a row over beef and cheese. Oh, bloody hell. I'm not going to have no more beef Wellington. How about a little toe? No. Yeah, Canada's been pushing for the UK to relax a ban on hormone-treated beef. My, what big breasts you have. No, that's the brisket, sir. Yeah, which producers say in effect shuts them down to the British market, out of the British market. UK has concerns about Canada putting up import taxes of up to 245% on British cheese. Oh, darn, I really like Stilton. Stilton tastes great on a steak, melted. Oh, man. Do you know it's aged in cow manure? Bet you didn't know that. Now you do. English Stilton cheese comes in a block, and they smear cow manure all over it and age it in cow manure. Yeah. And then they scrape it off and put it in a bag and put it in the cheese section of the shop, and you buy it and you smear it on your steak, and it does not taste like cow poop. It tastes like a really, really strong blue cheese. Real strong blue cheese. If you've never had Stilton before, you need to try it. My recommendation. Of course, if I hadn't, you know, studied cheese for a while, wouldn't know those things. Do the research. I'm not lying. The UK's trading terms with Canada are going to be worse now than it was when It was part of the EU's deal with the country. Minette Batters, the president of the National Farmers Union of England and Wales, said she was glad the UK government had not given away on hormone, or given way rather, on hormone-treated beef. Trade between two countries currently takes place under the terms of a deal the UK rolled over from its time as an EU member. But talks, of course, extending these as part of a new deal have now broken down. So the beef and cheese, we'll see. It's all about the food supply, right? Saudi Arabia, by the way, in our fourth and final news report. I found this online. Voice of America is reporting it. An anonymous diplomat in Saudi Arabia has said, now, are you ready for this? See, back in 1951, a Saudi prince named Mashari got drunk and shot British vice consul Cyril Ousman, prompting King Abdulaziz ibn Saud to ban the sale of alcohol in Saudi Arabia. It is forbidden under Islamic law. But now we have in Riyadh an upscale duty-free shop at a major international airport where you can go have alcohol, but it's only for non-Muslims. All diplomats of non-Muslim embassies have access to these special products and spirits within specified quotas and via a regulated process that prohibits illegal exchange activities. Well, duh. The implication was foreign diplomats are bringing in too much bootleg liquor. Some of them even brewed their own booze within their residences. So the Saudis decided, oh, well, we can't compete with that. So let's open up some small, tightly regulated liquor stores to service their needs. All these diplomats. Makes you feel right at home, doesn't it? Go over to Riyadh and imbibe. I wonder how potent their beer is. Doesn't taste anything like PBR, does it? Okay, now in U.S. news. Here's where things start getting dramatic. We have had Peter Navarro on this show before. I interviewed him when one of the first episodes of the Power Hour. He's been sentenced to 4 months in prison for defying the J6 committee. Well, bully for you, Peter Navarro. He's also been ordered to pay $9,500 in fines for his refusal to comply with this congressional subpoena. He said it was covered by executive privilege. And of course, D.C. District Judge Amit Mehta. Why do we have Amit Mehta? Why is he there? Yeah, why is he there? He says, I haven't heard a word of contrition. Hold on, let's say it. Amit Mehta, I have not heard a word of contrition from Dr. Navarro since this case began. Yeah. This is the sentencing hearing held yesterday. Mehta noted Mr. Navarro's academic accomplishments, said that he didn't come from means and overcame financial challenges in his life. Now, really? Navarro spoke outside the courthouse before sentencing, saying his legal bills exceeded $1 million. And he's going to appeal it. His legal team argued he didn't willfully disobey the subpoenas because former President Trump had invoked executive privilege. And you saw what the J6 committee did. I mean, they're hiding, they're, you know, what is it called? Spoliation? When they get rid of documents? Yeah. That's what they did. So, Mr. Navarro, according to the record, a jury find him guilty of two counts related to contempt of Congress, willful failure to provide records, and willful failure to appear for testimony. Each charge carried a possibility of a $100,000 fine and 30 days to a year in prison. So, $9,500 in fines, 4 months in jail. Probably in the D.C. gulag. Oh, they're going to give Mr. Navarro the business when he's in there. Trust me. They're going to show him, just like Athesha James.
I'm going to get him. Elect me to be the Attorney General for the state of New York. I'm going to get him.
Yep. Okay. The federal judge overseeing former President Trump's looming J6-related trial may have signaled his case is going to be delayed after she scheduled a different case just a few weeks after the trial is slated to start. Can't even keep track of their own calendar. So, pretty crazy, huh? This March 4th trial date, which was set in August of last year, was designed to give both President Trump's team and the special counsel's team more time to prepare. Doesn't look like that's happening. Looks like they're going to have to adjust the dates again. Of course, it's been back and forth to the D.C. Court of Appeals, and even if they reject President Trump's claims on oral arguments about whether the former president is immune, he can still appeal to the entire circuit court and later the U.S. Supreme Court. At the same time, the Supreme Court agreed to hear a case of a J6 defendant who was charged with obstruction of an official proceeding in connection to the U.S. Capitol breach. Of course, Trump now is facing two charges under that obstruction statute. Doesn't fit. This is why he pled not guilty, folks. You don't plead guilty to something you didn't do. You fight it. Newly released documents are alleging that CISA, this is the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, knew that it was wrong to censor concerns about the security of mail-in voting ahead of the 2020 election, yet proceeded to do censorship anyway. They didn't care. The American people weren't about to hear it. And of course, this week, a tranche of documents published by America First Legal alleged the Department of Homeland Security, CISA, was aware that mail-in ballots were less secure than in-person voting. Nevertheless, it undertook an unprecedented censorship campaign to mislead the American people about the truth, according to AFL's vice president and general counsel. This is not AFL-CIO. This is America's First Legal. Common sense dictates ballots submitted via mail are inherently less secure than verified in-person voting by a citizen who shows ID before casting his or her ballot, according to Mr. Hamilton. The American people were lied to. There must be some accountability. Mr. Hamilton, good luck with that. You know the U.S. government put the funk in dysfunctional. And of course, there's other things. You know, Americans need to hold these government officials accountable for trampling on their constitutional rights. In the meantime, because of what happened in Iowa and New Hampshire, Wall Street investors, multiple groups of them, appear to be conceding that former President Trump is likely going to win the GOP primary for the 2024 race. So now Charles Myers, a former vice chairman at investment bank Evercore and a Biden fundraiser, said many investors have resigned themselves to a Trump primary win and don't want to throw good money after bad trying to stop him. So guess what, Nikki Haley? Your coffers are about to get screwed. Nimrata, what are you going to do, Nimrata? You're still going to go to South Carolina and tell everybody how wonderful you are? How about your history in the UN? How about all the money you made working within the defense contracting industry? How about that? Talk about insider trading. I mean, you're right in the thick of it. How do you not know when certain things are coming where you can go bet on them in the stock market and make money? Huh. A longtime investor and multi-billionaire Ken Langone is slated to host a fundraiser for Nimrata. But he told the Financial Times in an interview he's willing to hand her a nice sum of money, but it may only come after the New Hampshire primary, which she lost. And Mr. Langone, of course, said if she doesn't get traction in New Hampshire, you don't throw money down a rat hole. And see other people like Reid Hoffman. You guys off of LinkedIn, you canceled your LinkedIn account yet? Reid Hoffman is pulled out of Nikki Haley after New Hampshire pounding. You know, you could take that headline so many different ways because the headline reads, and of course, you can't put too much into headlines, but I have seen some headlines that just leave to the imagination. You know what I mean? This headline reads, Reid Hoffman pulls out of Nikki Haley after New Hampshire pounding. Can you be any more graphic than that? He pulls out of Nikki Haley. The headline makes it sound like he pounded her as in having sex. But that's the headline. Well, see, it makes you wonder about E. Jean Carroll, too, because Mr. Hoffman bankrolled her rape case against Donald Trump. He does not like Trump at all. He wants to demolish Trump. And he's the founder of LinkedIn. So why do you have an account on LinkedIn? I think it's time to send a Bud Light message to Reid Hoffman, don't you? Hoffman gave $250,000 to pro-Haley Super PAC last year, but has no immediate plans to help her again because Nimrata got a good pounding in New Hampshire. You got to love that. Pulls out of Nikki Haley. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I don't know which is worse, that or what they did to Taylor Swift. Oh, I'll get to that story. You want to talk about disgraceful. Jeez, Maniz. I told you AI was going to be vicious. Yep, now they're making nudes of Taylor Swift. 22 million people have viewed the nudes. Looks like she got gangbanged by the Kansas City Chiefs. They got graphics written all over her chest while she's laying there naked with handprints all over herself. And red and white, of course. Chiefs colors. Boy, and somebody took to AI and really, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. You see, here's the sad thing. You go posting all of your photos online, and with all of this AI generating capability, you're liable to end up in the same position Taylor Swift is. Then they make you out to be an AI sex character with your face on it. Makes you really love social media, doesn't it? That's where they got her photos from. Graphic. Yep, there's a link there. I know. Everybody, oh, where's it? Where's it? I got to go see. Yeah. No. The Lone Star State. We are now getting into this issue with the Lone Star State. It's getting really crazy down there at the border. I have my Lone Star State tie on. It's red on top, blue in the bottom. See that? Yeah. All right. Texas colors. And I got my white shirt on, so, you know, red, white, mirror. Okay. I just don't have any stars on today. I'm wearing this commemorating Texas, showing my support. I could put the cowboy hat on, but that might be just a little much. But when we're talking about cowboy hats, the Lone Star State has a posse. Governors and state officials across the nation and House Speaker Mike Johnson are among those who have sided with Texas in its standoff with the Biden administration over the southern border. Greg Abbott has issued a statement. I got a copy of it. And ConfederateShop.com. Okay? ConfederateShop.com. This is a place where you can go buy Confederate flags and memorabilia, all right? They even posted a portion of this letter I'm about to read you. Because why? Because the federal government has broken the compact between the United States and the states. This is what is the very first sentence of Greg Abbott's January 24th letter. The executive branch of the United States has a constitutional duty to enforce federal laws protecting states, including immigration laws, on the books right now. President Biden has refused to enforce those laws and it even violated them. The result is he has smashed records for illegal immigration. Despite having been put on notice in a series of letters, one of which I delivered to him by hand, President Biden has ignored Texas's demand that he perform his constitutional duties. Bullet point number one. President Biden has violated his oath to faithfully execute immigration laws enacted by Congress. Instead of prosecuting immigrants for the federal crime for immigrants of illegal entry, President Biden has sent his lawyers into federal courts to sue Texas for taking action to secure the border. Bullet point number two. President Biden has instructed his agencies to ignore federal statutes that mandate the detention of illegal immigrants. The effect is to illegally allow their en masse parole into the United States. Bullet point number three. By wasting taxpayer dollars to tear open Texas's border security infrastructure, President Biden has enticed illegal immigrants away from the 28 legal entry points along the state's southern border, bridges where nobody drowns, into the dangerous waters of the Rio Grande. And the letter continues. Under President Biden's lawless border policies, more than 6 million illegal immigrants have crossed our southern border in just 3 years. That is more than the population of 33 different states in this country. This illegal refusal to protect states has inflicted unprecedented harm on the people all across the U.S. James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, and the other visionaries who wrote the U.S. Constitution foresaw that states should not be left to the mercy of a lawless president who does nothing to stop external threats like cartels smuggling millions of illegal immigrants across the border. That is why the framers included both Article 4, Section 4, which promises that the federal government shall protect each state against invasion, and Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, which acknowledges the state's sovereign interest in protecting their borders. Arizona v. U.S. 567 U.S. 387 at 419, 2012. Justice Antonin Scalia dissenting. The failure of the Biden administration to fulfill the duties imposed by Article 4, Section 4, has triggered Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, which reserves the right to this state, Texas, the right of self-defense. For these reasons, I've already declared an invasion under Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3 to invoke Texas's constitutional authority to defend and protect itself. That authority is the supreme law of the land and supersedes any federal statutes to the contrary. The Texas National Guard, the Texas Department of Public Safety, and other Texas personnel are acting on that authority as well as state law to secure the Texas border. Greg Abbott, governor of Texas. Okay? Now, anybody want to take issue with that letter? I got one for you. You're putting up razor wire, taxpayer paid for, Governor Abbott. Greg, listen up now. Come on. You're not arresting CBP and locking them up to stop this. You're not turning your weapons and firing into the Rio Grande to chase everybody back. Come on. What are you doing here? What's going on? There's a lot of people think, you know, we ought to have that ram through the briars and the ram through the brambles. Here it's the Rio Grande. You know, they need to have that kind of thing. The Battle of New Orleans. Remember that Johnny Horton song? That's what people want to see. Chase them right back into Mexico. They're not doing it. Nope. All these states are coming in, even Florida, Montana. All these governors are siding with them, saying, you were going to send troops over there to help Governor Abbott. Yeah, do what? Process immigrants? Come on, really? This is one of the reasons why we're having Kim Yeater on the program later in the show, because they're going to be doing these border rallies. This is how crazy it's got. Senator John Tester, Democrat, Montana, has called. Now he's calling for the Biden administration to secure the border. Why is that? Because he's getting beat up in the polls in Montana. People don't like him. He's not doing a damn thing to help this border security. He's sat on his thumbs for years, and now he wants to do something because the polls are indicating he's getting his you-know-what beat. Oh, better do something. Yeah, let's call on Biden. Let's do the... It's like, dude, you had 3 years to do that. See what I mean? Eric in Missouri, you're on. Go ahead.
I think why so many of these patriots are getting in trouble is because they're out of their jurisdiction that they should be in, like a state citizen. And they're using these bar associated attorneys, and that's the problem with everything is the bar association. And Judy from Georgia.
Yeah, Judy from Georgia, I know.
But she that site she said on the matrixdocs.com, and there's another sub website called Educated in Law. This Richard McDonald was a detective, and he had to quit his job and take a night job and start studying the law, and they explain how to do it. And I think
we're going to have to have Judy on. Well, it could be, Eric. Thanks. Worth a break. We'll be back with more news and what happened to this execution in Alabama. It took place nitrogen gas. We'll be back after these words.
One of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, and we're getting word in now. And of course, Kim Yeter is going to verify this and discuss it when we have her on at this time an hour from now. There is a massive trucker convoy headed for the southern border right now, and they're planning on protesting this illegal entry. They're going to protest illegal immigration by forming what we understand is a blockade along several southern border routes. Eagle Pass, Yuma, and San Ysidro. And of course, these are going to be probably at the bridges, which, you know, they're not just coming across the bridges. Now, what are they going to do when they show up? What is the government going to do? Start doing what Pierre Trudeau did to those people in Canada? This is we're going to find out from Kim Yeter when we talked to her at the bottom of the hour, because apparently they're organizing what looks to be a real rally down there. But I can only imagine what's going to happen if the truckers start blockading in all of the buses and transportation issues across the bridges, and I can just imagine what Border Patrol is going to do and getting involved and starting a real fracas on the border. And God forbid any of these truckers should come armed and we get into a shootout with Border Patrol. Wouldn't that be amazing? You want to start a frickin' civil war? This is a great way to do it. I mean, look what Trudeau did to all the Canadian truckers. I mean, what's to stop that moron in the White House from doing the same thing? Boy, the DOJ would really get a black eye, wouldn't it? U.S. government attacks its own citizens. Boy, that'd go over real well right around election time. What are we going to do? Impose martial law, you idiot? Talking about that bozo in the White House. Doesn't know his keys are mahole in the ground. In the meantime, Alabama has executed by nitrogen gas its first inmate on death row. Kenneth Smith, 58, was pronounced dead at 8:25 p.m. at the Alabama prison at Atmore after breathing pure nitrogen gas through a face mask to cause oxygen deprivation. The execution took, what, 22 minutes? Okay. Reporters were saying that between 7:57 and 8:01 p.m., Smith writhed and convulsed on the gurney, taking deep breaths, his body violently shaking with his eyes rolling in the back of his head. What, he looked like he was possessed? Clenched his fist, his legs shook, seemed to be gasping for air. The gurney shook several times. Well, of course he was. Reverend Jeff Hood, Smith's spiritual advisor, was at his side for the execution, said prison officials in the room were visibly surprised at how bad this thing went. What we saw was minutes of somebody struggling for their life. Looked like Smith was holding his breath as long as he could, according to Alabama Corrections Commissioner John Hamm, not related to the actor. So, you know, the courts denied his appeal. And, of course, Justice Sonia Sotomayor, who along with other two liberal justices dissented, wrote, having failed to kill Smith on its first attempt, Alabama selected him as a guinea pig to test a method of execution never attempted before. The world is watching. And, of course, it can't go without saying why Smith was put to death. Because he was convicted of the 1988 murder for hire of a pastor's wife, Elizabeth Sennett. He and another man were each allegedly paid $1,000 to kill her by Charles Sennett, a minister of the Church of Christ, who went on to take his own life after suspicion fell on him. Smith's pending death was also denounced by the UN experts on arbitrary executions and torture, who fiercely opposed the use of what they decried as a human experiment. Well, I got a message for you bozos at the UN. If that was a human experiment, what do you think the gene therapy jabs were that you claim that we need? What do you think that's all about? That's a human experiment. Look how many. You got 220 million guinea pigs out there that are walking time bombs now, you idiots. Before we get into the economy, man, my blood is boiling now. Brady, you're on. Go ahead.
Well, don't jump, Dave.
Never.
Hey, really quick, who's Nimrod?
Who's Nimrod?
Yeah, that is, you keep talking about, huh?
I'm going to call Nikki Haley Nimrata. That's your first name.
Well, okay. Is that Nimrod's wife?
No. Nimrata is N-I-M-R-A-T-A. N-I-M-R-A-T-A. Nimrata.
Oh, Nimrata. Oh,
yeah,
okay,
Nimrata.
Gotcha.
Oh, my gosh, you know what I'm talking about.
Thank God it's not Nimrod's wife.
Yeah. Thank God for that.
Hey, really quick, the International Court of Justice in The Hague today has now declared that Israel has to stop its genocide against the Hamas people and the Palestinian people. Can you believe that?
I can believe it, but is it going to happen? Brady, is it going to happen?
Well, here's the funny thing. They said, you must let humanitarian aid in. You must be nice to the Palestinians now. You can't drown them anymore. You can't starve them. You can't take their water supply away. You can't shell them, but you got 30 days to clean up your act before the next part of the case comes back in front of the court.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be very interesting. And what's happening now on the border here in the U.S. for in Yuma, hopefully nothing turns out like what happened here in Nevada at Mesquite when they did the Bundy Ranch when the feds came in. And that was just over one little bridge. I can imagine what's going to happen when they do several bridges, the truckers, and they block all the way from Yuma into Nogales. It's going to be quite an interesting weekend coming up.
I would think so, because this is going to go on for, like, what, 3 or 4 days? So I just wonder how many of them are prepared, because when they start running plates and getting IDs and feeding all this information into the fusion centers and then turning all this information over to FinCEN, I wonder how many of their bank accounts are going to get shut down of these truckers, and they're going to do the same thing to these truckers and start arresting them that Trudeau did up in Canada. It makes me wonder. I don't know that these truckers are going to put up with this. I think that there may be some other surprising issues. I'm going to talk to Kim Yeater about that in the next hour, and what she anticipates might happen and what kind of instructions these truckers are being given, because I would not put it past the United States government to inflict some sort of damage on these truckers. I can't put it past them. They're all habitual liars.
Yeah, I don't trust the government in regards to anything, but I don't think if they're going to do what they tried to do in Canada, here in Arizona, they got another thing coming, because these people are not going to put up with this anymore. This border is so overrun, and I don't know to this day, it's taken, 3.5 years into this administration under the Biden regime for the people to stand up. Not one Republican for 3 years has said, hey, before we pass any bills here in Congress, I think we need to address the border. So that's gone on for 3.5 years.
Amazing,
it's kind
isn't
of overrun.
It?
You got, I and here you got all these people that are the Venezuelan point where they're coming through the Darien Gap. They're all Chinese nationals. So they fly into Venezuela, they get an ID, and they cross over the border. They get their check, and they're on their way. These are Chinese nationals coming through Venezuela using the Darien Gap.
Yep, they got it. They got, whatever videos they are being given on the phone showing them where the routes are. So we already knew that. So it's just a matter of, some of these Chinese nationals might actually be agents provocateur that have all the codes to get in the back door of all of our generators and shut them all down at the same time, putting us back in the dark ages. So they can blind us to do an EMP attack, and we're powerless to do anything about it. Just imagine what kind of a false flag attack that we would have going on in this country and how people are going to react. Man, I mean, there'd be no holds barred. I mean, people are going to be out on the streets. All these Americans that are armed are just going to be at the ready waiting for illegals to start showing up at their doorstep. Then you're going to really see a firefight. Get a little unbalanced, albeit, but, it could turn into that.
An EMP attack is what's going to trigger it. I think that's their calling. That's the signal. When the grids go down, then you better watch out, because then they start, just like how they came into different cities, just like Hamas stormed into Israel, that's the same scenario. You have 200 people storming into L.A. or wherever in the West Coast with guns. It doesn't even take 200 people when there's no army around or a police officer to protect you. That's why we talk about you better have your guns ready, and you better be armed and ready and watch everything like a hawk, your surroundings.
That's right. Good point. Good point, Brady. I'm not finding fault with anything you just said, sir. I appreciate your call. Thanks. Dustin in Michigan. Go ahead. You're on.
Digital equals virtual equals not real. So let's stop believing in it. You know what I mean? It's kind of interesting how we're concerned about things like EMP that's going to take out the grid and all the stuff. I think it's upon us to use the old ways. The world suffered the Carrington event way back when they had steel wires and it fried a bunch of stuff up in Canada.
1859.
Well, okay, so everybody's worried about an EMP. Your gas-powered cars have spark plugs in them, and that works on an electromagnetic pulse that sparks. And it radiates energy out from there. Every one of them sparks. Now, in order to create an EMP weapon, something big enough to create the kind of EMP you're talking about a lot of physical damage, too. You're going to be dealing with a lot of problems other than just the devices going out. So,
We are.
I'm more concerned about people being able to do things in their home. You know, an air-powered system is completely EMP-proof.
Yep. There's a lot. I mean, hydroelectric to a certain extent is, too, if you can protect it. As long as it's not operational at the time.
You can shield stuff. You know, I've got my own system here. I run 100% off solar and wind, except for, say, December and early part of January, where you got to do a little generator, especially this year. There was no sun, not much wind. But there's things that we can do on our own, you know.
That's right.
Look at what let's use the stoners as an example. Okay, they live their lifestyle. They've been smoking since forever, right? And so what they did was just they did it underground until they could push the legislative factor to do it. Well, we don't want to have to use electric cars out in the country. It's just it's not feasible for a lot of people.
Nope.
You have to have great big heavy batteries. Makes more sense for a semi truck or a train than it does for a car. So there's a lot of solutions, but we have to co-opt their programs and run with a better implementation than what they're doing.
Makes sense.
Let's look for solutions, folks. So anyway.
Thank you for that, Dustin. I appreciate it. No, that's right. I mean, he's right on, folks. You're right on. We do need to look for solutions, and it has to happen individually. Then it has to happen within your community. People have to get on the same page. Otherwise, if you don't, the community is going to destroy itself. It will happen from within, because there will be people who are dissenting, and they will not tolerate because they didn't prepare. They will become intolerant of everything, and they will go out as a have-not looking at the haves for stuff. And that's when things are going to get ugly. So you have a duty as an American to make sure, you know, love thy neighbor as thyself, except what you do when your neighbor comes to your door with a gun pointed in your face wanting something. Then what? Then what do you do? So you got to think about that. That could be an eventual possibility. In the economy, the U.S. Supreme Court has refused to hear a taxpayer's challenge to the constitutionality of Washington State's new capital gains tax after it was upheld by the state Supreme Court. Let's see, here's the reason why. They're apparently, because of the 7% tax on capital gains above $250,000 on individuals for the sale or exchange of long-term capital assets, such as stocks, bonds, and business interests, as well as other investments in tangible assets. Oh, gee, you mean like your home? State lawmakers are arguing Washington's tax system was economically regressive, by which they meant the burden of paying for roads, schools, and other public programs fell disproportionately on low-income residents. Well, so the Democrats, including the Washington Governor Jay Inslee, justified the capital gains tax as a means of making the state tax system fairer. Oh, really? Well, now there's a referendum out there that apparently is gathering steam to do away with this. That's why the Supreme Court is not going to pursue it, because they're aware of it. Home selling profits, meanwhile, according to Adam Data, have dropped this last year for the first time in over a decade amid modest price gains. This according to the year-end 2023 U.S. home sales report, which shows that home sellers made $121,000 profit on the typical sale last year, generating a 56.5% return on investment. But it's dropping. Gross profit on median price single-family home sales dipped down year over year, and a lot of it depended on where you were, where you live. The 40 largest decreases in investment returns were all in the South or West, led by Port St. Lucie, Florida, Austin, Texas, Phoenix, Arizona, Reno, Nevada, and Salt Lake City, Utah. Those are the top decreased cities. In other news, it's game over for Xbox and Activision Blizzard. Here we have Microsoft acquiring the gaming giant Activision Blizzard for almost $69 billion this past October. And, of course, after sitting down and analyzing ways to cut costs, well, they decided they're going to lay off 1,900 workers from the Activision Blizzard and its own Xbox division, accounting for 8% of its employees in the gaming industry. This is The Verge reporting they're laying off 1,900 employees, 8% of the 22,000 workers devoted to video games and gaming hardware. In health news, Robitussin cough syrup. If you have on your shelf Robitussin Honey CF Max Day Adult, 4-ounce bottles or 8-ounce bottles, on our email blast, there are specific lot numbers. Now, unlike the bug thing people have been asking me about, they've been bugging me about the bug codes. I'm still trying to find them. People think that, you know, Google came in and took them out of my hard drive. I don't think so. My hard drive is not inside my computer. All these vacant files there, good luck trying to take those out. Robitussin Honey CF Max Day Adult, 4 and 8 ounce bottles. Robitussin Honey CF Max NT Adult, that would be nighttime, 8 ounce bottles. These are ones expiring May 31st, September 30th, 2025, and June 30th, 2026. They have specific lot numbers on them. If you get our email blast, those lot numbers will be on them. These things are supposed to, according to Haleon, relieve cold and flu symptoms, hay fever, or other respiratory allergies. But, you know, no issues so far. But they're saying the recalled products pose a risk of severe or life-threatening events for individuals with weakened immune systems, including fungemia, the presence of fungi or yeast in the blood, or disseminated fungal infection, the spread of fungus throughout the body. So, you know, what's interesting about that Rife machine I was telling you about? It has a setting for fungal infections. Okay. See, those with weakened immune systems, because you went out and got the jab, I'm trying to give you every kind of solution there is to counteract it. Now, as far as the anti-inflammatory properties of ginger, we have a story on that in the health section about how ginger may protect against a common condition, neutrophils, certain autoimmune diseases, you know, increases cyclic adenosine monophosphate, which in turn inhibits neutrophilic cellular trap or net formation. I know that's pretty heavy scientific stuff, right? You know, this influences your gut. Taking ginger accelerates gastric emptying, reducing the potential for heartburn. Not only that, it can modulate pain associated with menstruation, osteoarthritis, migraines, and delayed onset muscle soreness. Research also finds cardioprotective properties. We have a product at the Power Mall, Collagen Power Plus by North American Urban Spice, which contains ginger for supporting a healthy inflammatory response. You might consider picking some up when the Power Mall opens up here in 7 minutes from now, 877-817-9829. How sun exposure improves your immune function. Hey, we don't get a lot of that, do we? Need to get out in the sun a little more. Vitamin D, got to get it. This occurs, your T, lymphocytes and everything get boosted when your skin is exposed to UV light. There's studies on that to prove it's true. Healthiest blue lights from the sun. It's balanced by near infrared radiation, which activates the cytochrome C oxidase in your mitochondria and helps optimize ATP production. The New York City mayor, meanwhile, is classifying social media as a public health hazard. Gee, I wonder why. This is Mayor Adams. Says these social media companies are fueling a mental health crisis, especially for young people. Why? Because of the TikTok and all the other challenges out there? Go kicking in people's doors? You're a little late in the game there, Mr. Adams. Now we talk about this Taylor Swift targeting. Wow. This is AI. It's become abusive. 22 million views. And, of course, everybody is commenting to the negative about these pics. They're straight-up sexual harassment. They've taken Taylor, made her naked, and put, you know, graphic stuff on her chest, and here's all these red and white uniformed men standing behind her. Not pleasant. You see what they could do? They could do this to anybody. You could end up, if you got pictures on social media, depending on what you post, you could end up involuntarily becoming a deepfake porn star. Talk about invading your privacy. Jesus, this is getting crazy. All right, Rainer Zeitelman, we're going to try to reach out to him at the top of the hour. We'll take your phone calls as well. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.